Earlier today, before the announcement came that Donald Rumsfeld would resign, I spoke with Republican strategist Matthew Dowd. He was the chief strategist for the Bush-Cheney campaign in 2004. I'd like to ask you about expectations with yesterday's vote, and I want to play you a bit of tape. Our colleague Robert Siegel talked with the president's top strategist, Karl Rove, 2 weeks ago, and he predicted Republican victory. He said he was looking at a lot more polls than we see, 68 polls a week, he said.
I'm looking at all of these, Robert, and adding them up, and I add up to a Republican Senate and a Republican House. You may end up with a different math, but you're entitled to your math. I'm entitled to the math.
Well, I don't know if we're entitled to our different math, but you're certainly
I
entitled
said the
to your
math.
Own analysis.
I said you're entitled to yours. Yeah.
Matthew Dowd, what happened to Karl Rove's math?
Well, I don't exactly know. I know what I was seeing over the last few months is going into this election day, the tremendous frustration the public had with politics in Washington and how they conducted business. And I had a strong sense that it was going to seriously hurt the House Republicans and Senate Republicans across the country. And I don't know if anybody could guess the exact numbers, but, you know, all of us who are looking at it like that knew that was coming.
Is the message of that frustration, do you think, that the Republicans miscalculated, that the cost of appealing to the conservative base alienated Republicans in the middle?
Well, having just finished the campaign in California for Arnold Schwarzenegger, who just won a landslide in a blue state as a Republican, I know what he did, which was govern from the middle, reach across the aisle, build consensus, and work in a bipartisan way, in a much different way than folks in Washington do. I think that's the real message on Election Day. The folks that did that and speak to that did well. The ones that didn't in the party that didn't suffered from that. And I think it's a cue Democrats and Republicans ought to take, that people want a different tone and a different way of doing business in Washington.
There were certainly Republican moderates, though, who took a hit as well.
Well, what happens when you're, even if you're a moderate, if you're part of the party in power, and it's people sort of throw everybody out there, everybody that's in that party, and that's what happened. You suffer under that umbrella when people's perceptions of the incumbent party is negative.
How does governing go forward from here? You've got a Democratic House, possibly a Democratic Senate. Doesn't the president have to dramatically shift his agenda if he wants to get anything done in the next 2 years?
Well, I think governing is, you know, it's always the art of compromise, or should be the art of compromise. It should be the art of building relationships. And I think with a Democratic House and a potential Democratic Senate, even though that's still undecided, they are going to have to readjust in the administration. They're going to have to adapt to a whole different reality.
And give me a for instance, what might the president have to give up or to moderate in his agenda?
Well, I think it's going to be many things. I think they're going to have to deal with the budget, and Democrats have certain priorities they want. I think that's going to be part of it. There's going to be a discussion about the tax cuts. I think that's going to be a discussion. I think there's many things that the Democrats disagree with the president on, and I think both sides are going to have to figure out a way to come together. If it's gridlock and they still don't do anything, I think both political parties are going to continue to suffer.
Is there, do you think, a specific lesson on Iraq here that requires a shift in strategy and a drawdown of troops?
Well, I think the public obviously is very, very frustrated with what they see out of Iraq. They want a way figured out to bring the troops home as quickly as possible. The president's got to make that decision, obviously, from a military standpoint, because we're a country at war. But it definitely yesterday, the public was sending a message, and part of it was the Iraq situation is something that is no longer something that we agree with, and it needs to change. And that's what they were sending. Now it's up to the president and administration to make a decision about that.
Matthew Dowd, thanks for talking with us.
Always glad to be here. Thank you.
That's Republican strategist Matthew Dowd speaking with us from Los Angeles.